Joining us in the studio this morning is Dani Pugsley. She is the president and CEO of the Mountain Home Area Chamber of Commerce and just got back from Tucson from a seminar. And those are always difficult. You know, when you go and do these kinds of seminars or learning sessions and you have to go out of town and it's over a weekend and basically you're working like 2 weeks straight when you're doing something like that. So
eight to six every single day. And then in the evening time, they really encouraged networking, which was also a lot of fun because there was a lot of Arkansas people there.
Oh, were there?
Right. So I got to spend some time with the folks from the Conway Chamber, Paragold, Hot Springs, Fayetteville. So it's nice to bounce ideas off of other people, too, to see what they're doing.
So what kind of ideas kind of struck you?
You know, honestly, I don't know if it would, I would say necessarily a specific idea, but I realized that we're doing okay in Mountain Home. You know, for us to be such a small organization and doing the amount of work that we are doing with the amount of members that we have. Mm-hmm. So for instance, Conway Chamber, I believe they're up to 19 employees. And so you think that 19 compared to our three, and we're doing tourism, economic development, community development. So I was proud of our little team in our area while I was there.
I'll bet you were, because we are showing just wonderful signs of growth. Tell us a little bit about that. How many new members have you gleaned or gained in this last year?
In 2021, we just finished up the numbers. We added 88 new members to the chamber.
That's huge.
Huge. So the last 3 years when we looked, I think the most that we had gained was 25 in 1 year. So for 88, it's a lot of small businesses, mm-hmm. which is exciting. There's a lot of people that are feeling comfortable. They're ready to own their own business here. And that's very empowering to the people in this community.
It is. And it's wonderful to see your friends, your neighbors succeeding at being an entrepreneur, at having their own business. And that just encourages more growth. I mean, you look at our sales tax numbers. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know, and we also are very fortunate now to have an ASB TDC. That's a mouthful. Arkansas Small Business Technology Development Center. It's housed right on the campus of ASU Mountain Home.
Kyle, I did not know that.
Yeah. It actually used to be in, there's one in Jonesboro, and that's who our affiliate was. Well, they realized that there is a need in this area. So they opened one last year. Kyle Davidson is running it. And anybody that wants to start a small business, we refer them now to Kyle. It's all free. From start to finish, Kyle will give you all the pointers, where to start, who to go to, what you need to do. That resource is right here in town.
That is amazing that we have that right here in our small town.
Absolutely.
And on the beautiful campus of ASU Mountain Home.
Absolutely. He is housed in the building, the shed building.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that is very good to know. If you're thinking about starting a small business, you can get a crash course in how to do that and those pointers. Tell me about the banquet. When is that?
So our annual banquet and membership meeting is next Thursday night, the 20th, from 6 to 8 at the Veda Shed. And this event, as of yesterday afternoon, is officially sold out.
Oh, my.
We were very pleasantly surprised with the amount of tickets that were sold and the amount of people that reached out to us almost immediately that they wanted tickets, they wanted a table. It's going to be a nice jam-packed evening, I guess. We're launching our new branding, our economic development strategy, annual awards. We're also, our leadership group from 2021 will be graduating that evening, so you'll get to meet them.
Nice. So, I am going to be there.
So. I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
KTLO was nominated for an award.
Yes, they were. And we're very, very proud of that. So yeah, there'll be a small group of us there as well. And we're really looking forward to it. So many things were put off over the last year and a half. So it's nice for us to get together again. And it sounds like it's going to be a great evening.
I sure hope so. And we're just one more week. We need one more week to just get this event in. We really want to celebrate all of the amazing things that our community has been doing. So we're just fingers crossed that it's going to be a great night and we can get to next Thursday.
That's kind of the way we're looking at it, too. After talking to your husband, Tobias Pugsley at BRMC this morning, we know that the numbers are spiking, but There may be some bright spots on the horizon as well.
I sure hope so.
Let's hope these numbers go down as fast as they came up.
We need them to, definitely.
Yes, we do. Anything else before we wrap up, Dani?
No, I think that's it. And right after the banquet, we're going to be jumping into planning the Red, White, and Blue Festival, which the Chamber is taking over. And I know that seems so far away,
no,
but
it
it's going to be here before we know it. So if you are interested in being a vendor, musician, be on the lookout in the next couple of weeks. You're going to start to see some things go out on our social media and an e-blast just to let you know where to sign up.
That's great, because the earlier we can find out how many folks are going to be there, the better it's going to be.
Absolutely.
I'm really pleased you guys are taking that over. It's going to help a lot at ASU, I think, as well. Danny Pugsley, thanks for coming in. Second Wednesday of every month, in case folks out there want to know, Danny comes in and kind of keeps us informed as to what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Let's play those three number one songs on your birthday. We'll start it off, I believe, with Dean Martin on KTLO.